We're on the phone today with Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council. The Oklahoma Beef Council, one of the qualified state beef councils that have signed a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, asking him to fully consider the resolution passed by the Federation of State Beef Councils at their meeting this last weekend in Denver, Colorado. Heather, you were one of those, your representatives of the Federation of the Oklahoma Beef Council signed off on this letter. About 32 states did sign off on this letter, as my understanding. Why is this letter important that goes to the Secretary?
Well, I think it's really demonstrating for the first time the Federation moving out front and center and saying we are the grassroots of the beef checkoff, and we have representatives from all of the major farm organizations, and we're really truly the grassroots of that organization. We control 50 cents of that dollar in our own states, and then we have our own representatives that serve on the operating committee that determine their one half of that vote. And so I think it was time for us to kind of move forward in front and center and say, look, we are the Federation, and we are going to speak for ourselves, and we're going to determine our own future.
The letter states that you're asking the Secretary to allow the voice of the Federation to be heard and honored accordingly. What do you feel, based on the number of states that have signed off on this letter, what is that desire?
I think that desire is to set our own structure forward. Federation people, our state beef council, setting forth our own structure, defining our own sense of self-governance, and our own level of independence, and really, you know, kind of setting ourselves into a position to really determine our own futures and provide that oversight and guidance for the beef checkoff.
The letter concludes by saying that you're going to offer the Secretary details of a Federation structure that is consistent with your expectations, or the Secretary's expectations. What's the next move to get that done?
Well, I think, first of all, we'll probably wait to hear back from the Secretary, but we're very hopeful because I think it's time for us as an organization. You know, we are so focused on building beef demand that sometimes we kind of don't pay attention to the rest of what happens within the industry, but I think it's, you know, we're at a point where we're like, okay, we need to put forward our own structure, and I know the organizations are going to be, I know that the Federation leadership is going to be moving forward to put a group together that will address this situation and put forth a structure to the Secretary that would address, hopefully, the concerns of some of the other farm groups, but at the same time, really set our organization up for our own self-governance and independence.
As intended by the Act and Order from the 1980s, right?
Absolutely. I think the one thing that's been core for all of these groups is, like, we know we need greater independence from the Federation standpoint. And we're going to ask for it, and we're going to move that way. But at the same time, the synergies that we have that we've had within CBA for many years, we think are important to maintain, and we believe that they're essential. They've played a huge part in helping us, you know, build beef demand, help protect beef demand, whether you're looking at a situation like, you know, BSC in 2003 or any of the other issues that we're addressing today. We feel like it's the most efficient use of our dollars. And really it's about maintaining that state and national partnership. It's been so core to what we do, even here in Oklahoma. You know, we operate now with less staff people, and part of that's been because we've been able to really centralize some of those efforts through our national office and through those national programs.
Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, visiting with us about the need for the Federation of State Beef Councils to become more assertive in how they are seen within the process of collecting and utilizing the dollar head beef checkoff. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.